You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to 1938 to examine the facts and fantasy surrounding Orson Welles' famous radio broadcast of The War of the Worlds.
This year marks the 80th anniversary of what might be one of the most non-events ever reported, one of the most popularized myths of broadcasting. On October 30th, 1938, Orson Welles broadcast The War of the Worlds, a fictional invasion of Earth by Martians broadcast on the Mercury Theater, a regularly occurring radio drama on CBS. The broadcast was a special adaptation of H.G. Wells' popular novel, and the first portions of the program were aired as simulated newscasts. According to popular myth and legend, the radio program caused widespread panic across the country, among people who tuned in and did not realize that they were not listening to actual news reports. This version of what has become known as the War of the Worlds panic has been so often repeated that many people yet today assume it to have been true. Indeed, well past the age of radio into the digital media age, this narrative of a panic-stricken America facing an imagined invasion by aliens continues to enjoy renewed vigor with each retelling of history. The truth is that Orson Welles did broadcast this chilling program just as adapted for radio, and that is quite close to where the truth of this legend begins and ends. In fact, not only was there no widespread panic, a close examination of the record, primarily actual newspaper reports following its airing, reveals something that is perhaps even more historically interesting than an alien invasion. The so-called panic of the American public may have been completely fabricated by newspapers for the purpose of discrediting the newly competitive media of commercial radio. The Mercury Theater had a comparatively small listenership compared to other popular radio programming on CBS and its major competitor of NBC, so any hysteria generated among an alarmed and confused public has to be blamed on the perpetuation through other means. Although CBS received some phone calls from listeners attempting to clarify if the news was true, to suggest that the nation was seized in an unprecedented anxiety about the end of the world is quite a stretch. But that exact spin was spread by major newspaper headlines across the country. In fact, many of the reported callers who reacted to the War of the Worlds didn't assume that the country was facing an alien invasion, but that it was a threat from Nazi Germany. That's a significant commentary on the fears and perceptions of the late 1930s American public. So why such a great exaggeration about the public reaction? Is there a lesson for us today in the story of the War of the Worlds panic? If so, might it have to do with the very rapid spread of false information today in a digital environment where all information, good or bad, true or untrue, is very quickly absorbed by the public without filter or verification? Well, one positive effect was a renewed interest in the H.G. Wells novel. But one thing is certain. The past holds lessons for us all, and in every myth, legend, or exaggerated tale that comes down to us through the years, even when framed in its proper historical context, there is a core of universal truth. The purveyors of information have a responsibility, and that includes us, to tell the truth, especially when public dissemination is as instantaneous as it is today. The War of the Worlds, a fictional radio program, did not induce panic. It was not the fictional content that spawned the legend of hysteria, but the erroneous reporting of it. Fake news. Yes, it exists in every age, and it seems that from this persistent myth, there has not yet been a lesson learned.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.